Welcome to the I Am Power Hour, soul stretching success with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're the Soul Stretching Sisters, here to remind you that you are a star with a hit song to sing as you create greater.
Aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, as we'll share stories, have a few laughs,
maybe even some aha moments, as we help you feel more motivated,
spark your spirit,
and unleash your powered up,
pumped up,
I am possibilities.
The soul stretch version, of course.
So get ready to have some fun as we help you build up some serious spiritual muscle and
accelerate to an abundant life, that life you deserve.
Let's roll with the I Am Power Hour.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Here's what's going to be fun about today. This is not the official start of the I Am Power Hour. Next week actually is. But we wanted to share like a real life thing that happened in the making of the I Am Power Hour. And the I Am Power Hour is a show that's Terry J. Walker has created, the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, everything about it, which you'll see. But as we move forward, you're going to hear about this Soul Stretching Success. Today, what we're talking about is the making of the I Am Power Hour, renewed, refreshed, and ready to roll. Each time that Terry and I get on here to do this show, we're going to be tackling some of the most difficult challenges we may have, but with the most expansive, inspirational, and transformative outcomes. For those of you that know Terry, you know what she's about. You know, as a educational psychologist, a counselor, certified professional life coach, she has worked with my friend Jack Canfield, but has been helping people for over 18 years understand how to pinpoint exactly what they need and then give it to them. You know, what I know about this is whether you know her from the three books she has created and or have heard the interview I did with her on the Resume of Life, you know one thing, that she believes this, that we can do so much ourselves. We can do it. We also know that we can do it with the support of others. Today's show is an opening to talk about what does it take to go from having some sort of presence in the world, but what does it mean to take the leap? And saying yes to doing a radio show with us, there's a process. We really are different than a lot of other networks. And as a matter of fact, I just talked with another network program manager on how we're different. And he was very clear with me. He said, look, this is what we do. We put the people on air. And he said, you get them ready before they're on air, while they're on air, after they're on air, and whatever else they do with their business. But no one or no time have we ever shared the process. This is a first. And the reason that it's important to talk about this is because Terry and I went through this and had a blast. We had a blast. We laughed together. We cried together. But the making of the I Am Power Hour, the journey, as people say, is sometimes more important than the end result. Terry, we got a lot to talk about. Wait, did I lose Terry?
Hey, great time today, no matter what. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my internet.
Of course you are, because we are talking about the I Am Power Hour. So you're going to have trouble with the internet here, but if you do, what we'll do is we'll call you back on a phone number. We'll leave the Facebook Live up, and you know we'll continue to do the Facebook Live. But I think, Benny, maybe what we should do is, with your wisdom, B, how about we go to a break and we call Terry back? Because I don't want people to miss this. What do you think, Benny?
Sure. Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to a shorty. We'll be right back. We're going to bring her on because she's so ready to roll that she's rolling and the internet cannot keep up with her.
Exactly.
Are you with us now, Terry, or what? Can you?
I am now.
Okay. What'd you do? Did you spank that internet?
I spanked it.
even believe I just said that.
I don't know if it's going to last, but I'm going to beat it. Listen, this has never happened before. Of course it would today.
Well, here's the thing. I've never shared the process of what it takes to take somebody from where they are. And I want to say this about Terry for a moment. One of the things that you can do too, and Nate, in his infinite wisdom of prepping for the Facebook Live version of this, he went to the website, which we're not officially launching today. We're going to launch it in your next week in the real launch show. But people can go look and take a peek. You know, it is 75% done with content we're bringing over. But it's a big energy. And when you go to look at www.iamterryjwalker.com or www.iampowerhour.com/home, what you're going to find is a big energy. But it took a big energy for us to do this. You had no idea, did you? And we're going to play the outtakes in the first break, by the way.
Oh, good.
But I can't even play all the outtakes because I was pulling the other outtakes together last night. And I don't know if I can get part of them done and sent to Benny, you know, for him to play later on the show. But when I pulled them and I saw how many times as we were doing the intro for the show, I said to you, just one more time, just one. If you saw the outtakes I created where I say, oh, that was really good, just one more time. Tell me from your perspective what the process was like, where you were, and what happened when you said yes. I think she froze again, Benny. Let's go ahead and go to break, B, and let's get Terry back on a phone line so we can have her talk, because I need her to be doing the talking. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. You got to hear her. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Terry J. Walker is here. She is the star of the I Am Power Hour, and this is about soul stretching success. Look, I got to ask you this question. What? We're talking about the making of it, because this whole thing for you and for me was quite a bit of soul stretching there, sister.
It was, absolutely. It was soul stretching. But we had a great time doing it, and I learned a lot.
So tell me what this was like for you to go from, wait a minute, you know, she wants me to do what? and now build a new website, and what are we going to call it? We don't know what we're going to call it. Tell us about the process and what that was like.
Well, I think joining with you has been the greatest gift ever, and the fact that you have been able to help me and pull me through some of the things that I've always dreamed about and wanted to do. And the soul stretching kind of came up because it was a lot of work, and this has taken a village and a team and everybody else for us to be able to put this together. And just to have the expertise of you guys and Dr. Pat has just been phenomenal. And it's a part of a family, and that is one of the greatest gifts that anybody could ever get. And I am so grateful to be here with you today and be ready to get ready to be ready to be ready to be ready to begin the I Am Power Hour and soul stretching success.
You know what question I get asked a lot, but I want to talk about it from your perspective because you have an interesting perspective. I work with a handful of people every year because I could not work with everybody like on everything. It just, I don't have that many hours in the day. But more importantly, the way I work with people is really at that soul stretching level. So let's just be really clear about that. And what that means, and this is frustrating for people sometimes, what that means is that when people that I work with, they say, well, when are you going to finish the website? When are you going to do this? And I have a hard time explaining to them that every time I have popped up a dang website for somebody that's got a big idea, we end up changing it because they change. And then we go from I Am Terry J. Walker to I Am the Power Hour. And we're, now we're building a whole brand called Soul Stretching Success. So so your website and the rebuild of it, the original template I had wasn't going to match the energy. And it wasn't until we did the IOP. And we're going to play the outtakes from the IOP. And by the way, we're going to re-record the IOP. I'm going to have Nate re-record it. But we're using them today for a very specific reason. But just that session alone, Zach pulled out some of the outtakes. Last night, I sat here and I did the outtakes, and I got to tell you, I couldn't get them finished to play them. They are hilarious. I'm going to try to, during this show, I'm going to try to outtake one of them, which is the how many times I said, oh, really good. What, you know, you did a great job. One more time. But talk about that, because the process of what we're launching next week, the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretch and Success, man, your life has changed since I met you, sister.
Oh, it has. It has absolutely changed. And I am just, I mean, I'm so elated. My energy is good. It's up. It's been a struggle over the last year, but I will tell you, it's all paid off. And I am so excited about this. I can't hardly stand it. The soul stretching success is the way to go, and you know, we've lived it, we've done it, we've worked it, and I am just so excited to be getting ready to present it and launch it that I can't hardly sit still. I'm coming out of my skin.
Well, and what we're talking about is we're not just talking about a radio show and a website. We're talking about a brand new and up level, you know, coaching to what you already do with the success principles. We're now looking at an entire coaching webinar series for soul stretching success, because that is not Absolutely. The same as success, Terry. That is not the same. Let's talk about what the difference is between success and soul stretching success. Go for it.
Well, I think that success means different things to different people. And soul stretching success is going to begin from the inside, which is where I believe everybody needs to start. And that's the power of the I Am. And so with the soul stretching success, it takes someone to really be willing to be focused, set intentions, and be able to be disciplined to start working on themselves. We all have 24 hours in a day, but what do we do with those 24 hours? And there are a lot of people out there that say, well, I would, but the but kills you every time because they come up with a plan to say why they weren't doing anything. And the soul stretching success is where everything begins. It's a holistic measure. It'll help you in your business. It'll help you in your finances. It helps you in your relationships and your personal life, which is the main thing. When you learn to love yourself and you learn to set your intentions and begin to become more focused and deliberate and all of that, everything is possible for you. I've learned it, I've lived it, and I'm doing it now. And I cannot wait to begin sharing it with others.
Now, they're going to hear some of the outtakes and to the IOP we did, which we're actually going to redo. But one of the things they are not going to hear, because we decided not to play it, is the original introduction to the show. And you and I did that original introduction, and I mixed it. And while you and I loved it, the people around us said, are you really? It was so out of the box, what we created, right? It was like, oh no, you really don't want to go. Do you really want to do that? Do you really want to have an intro with hee-haw throughout it? And so here's what I want to say about that. We had to do that way to really get to where we are today, because it is who you are and it is who I am. I mean, I was raised by a woman that had her first child at 12 and second one at 13 from the deep South. And when you listen to that intro, it is like both of us are from Tennessee, because it doesn't take much for me to go back to my upbringing. But we had to go through that and have so much fun with it so that we can move beyond the other things that happen in life, right?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the biggest questions I kept asking you is, what happens when the North meets the South? Even though some of your roots are in Tennessee, you still have the northern yeah. lifestyle, and I'm down here in the South and beating and punching my way up out of it. But I will tell you, we've had a great time, and it has just been life-changing.
Yeah. I want to ask you this question, because I don't know the answer to this. What did it take for you to muster up your yes? And the reason I'm asking you is because your model of I plus M, right? Beliefs, I plus M equals T. That's your model. I am, right? That's your
model. Inspiration plus motivation equals transformation. I plus M equals T.
And what did you have to go through to do this? And really part of the stretch for you, because you've done other things. You have written The Resume of Life, which I love. I love that book. I hope they make a movie out of that book. We're going to, you know, tell people about that book here today. And I think we should give a copy of that book away. But out of all of this and the months we've been working together, I had no idea, even way back then, that we would be talking about and launching what we're launching. Did you?
I had no idea. It was all about creativity, working together, coming together, brainstorming, and spirit and energy and the lifting of that and having fun and finding joy in something has really been the change of what anybody needs to do. And that's what happened with us. And I will tell you, when we were doing and working on those outtakes, after I got done, I called a friend and they thought I'd been drinking. Because I could not quit laughing. I mean, you know, I couldn't quit laughing. And that means something. And when people feel that means there's growth, change, and beautiful things ahead. And I hope everybody enjoys it. It's the true me, the authentic self, but we're growing and we'll always keep growing and expanding.
Well, here's what I want to say. And I want to talk with you about this here right now. I was at the lowest point in my life, the lowest, when I dialed a wrong phone number. I had every intention of finishing the school with the big degree. You know, you got the degree too, all of that, because I was never enough. So I had to go back to school because I never felt like enough. You know, I was only one of my family to graduate high school. I couldn't read or write. I worked in corporate America for 20 years and I could not put a dang sentence together. I couldn't do it. And my undergraduate degree took me 13 years. And I will say today, writing is not my strong suit. That's why I've got Sean and Zach right here and Linda to proofread. Right. But we're not all things for all people. But here's what I want to ask you about. Right after I graduated and I did all the presentations on my research and postdoctorate, my partner of 14 years had a brain aneurysm, had a venal angioma. That's when the vein in your brain gets clogged and it turns in like to a galaxy cluster. And I remember that event and waiting in the hospital and seeing the x-rays in the spinal tap. And for the next 18 months, my life stopped. I turned down jobs at Land O'Lakes and big corporations. My life stopped. But I was forever changed. And what happened after that was I was preparing myself for the wrong number so I could say yes. And I got on this path because I lost my job. But I want to ask you, how did that story relate to yours?
I think we all have very similar stories, and we all come to the point where we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we've pushed those snooze buttons as long as we can. I know I can't tell you how many times I would think, is this all there is? There's got to be more. Is this all there is? And I've always felt in my heart of hearts that there was more that I needed to do, that I wanted to do, and that I was supposed to do. And I think, you know, I got on the path of writing the book and finding forgiveness and moving forward with various things. But then things kind of stalled out, and I continued working with, you know, the corporate Americas and doing those kinds of things. But I wanted to help other people. And I kept thinking, this is not necessarily what I'm supposed to be doing. And then I began to expand myself and educate myself and get back into what I knew that I wanted to do. And that's what I've been doing over the course of the last year or two, especially. And with that being said, I've taken my inspiration and I've done the motivation by taking action to do that and to help expand and to grow and to gain more understanding of what I needed to do and the experience of doing that. And then that has made for complete and total transformation, which is transformation. Trans means to go beyond, and form. So to go beyond form. And this is why I'm so excited that I got the opportunity to meet you, because by meeting you and working with you, it's brought the right people at the right place at the right time for me to help develop me and to help me to grow and to move forward. And that's the plan. And in turn, hopefully to be able to help other people to do the same. We've all been down those roads. We've all had grief. We've had loss. We've lost jobs. We've lost relationships. We've lost our finances. We've all had that. But what do we do? How do we move forward? And that is where the soul stretching success, the I Am Power Hour, and the importance of I Am, because everything begins from within.
You know, we're going to be talking about this today, and we're going to be sharing the good, the fun, and the impactful nature of soul stretching success. Because here's what I know about the ideas that come to us. They come to us because we have life experiences that take us to a place so that we can help other people. And, you know, I remember my spiritual mentor who has passed away saying to me once in 1997 or 98 when I was in school, and she said to me, you know, Pat, you can't take a person to a place you haven't gone. And I thought, well, what does she mean by that? Well, I've been homeless. My mom committed suicide. You know, I know what it's like to, you know, scrap and save, you know, poverty. You know, mama gets caught hitchhiking, shoplifting on my 11th birthday. And I thought, what else could there be? And then 6 months after I started the radio show in 2004, I came down with a mystery disease. And that's part of our story and our journey. That's what you bring to Soul Stretch and Success. You know, a lifetime of being able to fight for the truth of who you are. But in the meantime, what you and I have done is we have laughed and laughed and laughed. And you're so gracious, Terry, that you we put these outtakes together. And we're going to play them. So for those of you that wants to get a sense of what it's like to do a show here with us and go through the process of redefining yourself, it is a serious matter, but it's also seriously funny. Let's take a short break. Benny, you want to play the outtakes? Nate's going to play the outtakes. We'll be right back. That's in the can. Okay, now we're going to try to have some fun.
Break your snooze button for good. I mean,
that's sick.
Okay. All right, let's go. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, pee my pants. Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Let's take a minute here. Woo. Gather ourselves. Break your snooze button. All right, ready? Mm. Break your snooze button habit for good.
No, wait a minute. Start at the beginning.
Oh. Break your snooze button habit
No, but that doesn't sound like break. That ain't breaking nothing. Okay, I'm going to switch gears right now. Where
the soul stretching?
Ready? Try to get it. It's okay. It'll take a minute.
Where the soul stretching sisters.
Both of us can't talk at the same time. That's why.
We're the Soul Stretching Sisters, here to remind you that you are a star with a hit song to sing.
What?
All right.
You gotta pick that up again.
My eyes got crossed.
All right. I saw that.
Did you ever dream you'd have some Southern hick come along to do this with?
I think I did.
Really?
I think I did. It's inevitable. See you next time. See you next time.
See you next time. I forgot it.
All right. See you next time.
See you next time. See you next time.
See you next time.
Yeehaw. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why that is. It's because people ask me, Terry, they say to me, man, don't you get tired? You shouldn't be doing it. And I want to say, you know what? Today's show is why I love what I do. Before we go talking more about the making of the I Am Power Hour, how can people find out more about you?
They can find me at www.iamterryjwalker.com, and that's T-E-R-R-Y. So iamterryjwalker.com, and they can also find me at inspireandmotivate.iam on Facebook. And my Twitter account is Terry J. Walker and the number one.
Yeah.
So you can find me in pretty much any of those places.
Yep, and guess what? We are giving you an up level on all of the above. And if you're watching Facebook right now, and you're looking at some of the imagery that Nate is bringing in for the show, you're going to get, and what you are getting is a sneak peek at what's to come. But most important and more powerful than I even imagined and can never really understand it that well is what happens when you say yes and I say yes. I mean, I kicked and screamed a little bit over what we're creating for crowdfunding. I really did. And then I finally said, I have got to trust Jessica. And then we ran the focus groups. And we're going to run one last focus group that you're going to be part of. But when we did that, the thing that came in for me is I made the decision and I didn't look back. How does that work for you? And how is it going to work in the I Am Power Hour? And what you're going to be helping people with in the soul stretching part of that?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, it's a big, great day. It's a great day. And, you know, when we first connected and I interviewed with you, and I was really, really nervous. And I will tell you, that was one of the greatest things that I could have ever done was interview with you. And then Jessica contacted me and said, let's talk. And so we ended up talking for probably a couple of weeks. And I was like, I just don't know. And I was going back and forth. And then something inside of me kept saying, if you're ever going to do this, now's the time. And I've been saying to myself, I don't want to come to the end of my road and regret. My greatest regret would be that I didn't try and that I didn't follow my passion and that I didn't do what I was put here to do. And I kept thinking about that and thinking about that. And then I finally said yes, and I have not looked back. I am so grateful that I went ahead, overcame the fear. I faced everything and rose this time instead of fearing everything and running. And I was so grateful that that took place and that the right people came along at the right time. And here we go. And then soul stretching success came from that. And the I Am Power Hour came from that, and here we are, and I'm working with one of the greatest that there is on radio, and I am just elated that this opportunity has presented itself.
And people are commenting on social media, and I think Sean is commenting back, and I try to do that, but I'm so accused all the time of multitasking, and I'm trying to behave. But we got a couple of messages in here from social media. And in the future, the way that that's going to work is I'm going to grab Nate and I'm going to say, Nate, like, what are they saying? Because we are talking with about something that everybody can relate to. Whether it is, one of your friends or one of our listeners saying happy birthday, and I'm here for the soul stretching sisters, and I left with the outtakes, good luck. Or whether it's Amy from Nashville or your passion is motivational speaking. You always inspire me. We all have stories. You see this? This is why we do this, isn't it?
Wow. I've got chills. Thank you.
You know, we have been called. When last time I said this, people laughed at me. I love being laughed at by people. when a major PR company investigated us and they came back about 3 months ago, they said, you guys, you're the Disney of podcasting. I had to think about what that meant. You know, I thought, well, what am I like? Am I Tinkerbell or, you know, what does that mean? But I think today you're sharing a story that says why this is. Look it. How did you know the universe would orchestrate what needed to be orchestrated for you to step fully into this and your future and your vision? How do you know that?
I overcame the doubt and the fear. And I knew in the past and everything, you know, sooner or later, you've got to quit talking the talk and you're going to have to walk the walk. And that's just all there is to it. You've got to take action and you've got to take 100% responsibility for your life. Anything that you create, you do by the power of your thoughts and the power of your actions. And so when I just finally came to the point of something's got to change, in fact, I have to change. And when I started doing that, that's when I knew, and the universe ended up bringing the right people, the right places, the right opportunities at the right time. And as long as I was willing to say yes and be open to that, then anything is possible at that point. But if you have doubt, it's going to create more doubt and further doubt and more excuses and more reasons of why you can't. And that's why soul stretching success is more about I am, I can, and I will.
Now, people are going to hear, I just sent Benny and Nate the outtakes from something neither one of them has heard, and I don't even know if I heard it, but I remember us doing the opener for the show, and it didn't open as break your snooze button habit. It started very differently. And when they when they hear the outtakes we're about to play, they're going to get a sense of this, because it didn't start out like that. It started out with limber up, you know, like that there, right?
Right.
But then there was something about the way that we were working together, and I was saying to you, okay, it's break your, right? Do you remember that?
Oh, gosh, I do. And I got to where I was looking at you, and I couldn't even get the word out without busting out laughing, and you were sitting there nodding your head, and I was like, what? What? And I couldn't get it out. And you were like, come on, let's go. So we had a big time, and I'll tell you, I've laughed and laughed for that. So is that what's coming? Because I need to buckle up.
Yeah. And I sent it to Benny, and I just asked Benny if we can play some pieces of that and then talk about it, right? I don't know if he's got that queued up, but he'll test.
I'm ready when you are.
You got to be?
Yeah.
You're going to hear this, Terry, all right?
Okay, good.
Let's crank a little bit of that up.
Break your snooze button habit for good.
Now, wait a minute. Start at the beginning.
Oh. All right.
Why don't we? I like that. Let's start with that.
I thought you were just going to edit your thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me think. Let me try it. Break your snooze button habit for good.
Break your snooze button for good.
Break.
All right. Ready? Break your snooze button.
No, not break. It's like break. Break your snooze button habit. Break your snooze button habit for good. Break your snooze button habit. Break your snooze button habit for good.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Let's start over. This is good. We got this. I like this. Then we could do them all like this too, maybe.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. All right. What happened to the break? You got to be like, break.
I'm gonna bust me on that.
All right, go ahead.
You got break 40 times. Surely you edited it in.
I like it. One more time.
Limber up your inner strength and pump up your
spirit. Oh, my God, that doesn't sound like, come on, limber up your.
All right, let's go. All right, here we go.
So, here's what I want to say about that. We worked.
It's where we got anything accomplished.
We worked a weekend, and I haven't even played the mix. I have another mix of how many times I said to you, wow, that sounds really good. Do it again. How many times I said, oh, yeah, it's in the can. Now do it again. This is part of it. You know, folks should have an idea of why I love doing what I do. I don't care if it was on a Sunday that we did this and knocked it out. But the point is this. It's about the energy of creating, of taking your vision. It's about the energy of taking that vision and turning it into your future. Can we talk about that right now? You know, how this became an idea or vision, even when I interviewed you back with Resume of Life, but even before you wrote that book, on how to take an idea, have it be a vision, then reality, and then the next level, then the next level, right? Isn't that
right.
What I Am Power is about?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. It's about taking, you know, starting from within, listening to your internal wisdom and knowledge and truth, your whatever you want to call it, and then taking the action upon that. And instead of just sitting around and thinking, well, I'll wait and do it tomorrow, or maybe I'll do that next week, then that it gets put off, and tomorrow never comes. And sometimes we also decide that we're going to wait on somebody or someday, some way, some person, or something to make us whole and complete, when we have everything within us to do that now. And we have the power of now to do that. It's all up to us, and it's all through spirit, mind, and body. Once we start with developing the spirit and developing the I Am, the mind and the thoughts begin to change, and the body has no other recourse but to follow. And so that's how all this has transpired, and it's brought the right people at the right time. And like I said, I cannot say enough how much I love you and Transformation Talk Radio and the opportunities that it has brought together for me, and helping to pull out of me what I had within. All I needed was the help. And now let's roll.
And part of that was really stepping in and being who we are, because I think
exactly.
One of the things that people will get a sense of in the outtakes we're playing and what we're talking about today, you know, this isn't just about hosting a radio show with us. We help people that maybe are afraid to step into the full stretch of who they are. In your words, to really step into that place of soul stretching, you know, that place of what that would be like. You know, that place of truth telling, that place of excitement and motivation, right? I mean, let's talk about, from your perspective, how this now is turning in to a phenomenal coaching platform for people to help them soul stretch, and some of the ideas that we're going to be putting together for webinars and speaking. Let's talk about that, because remember, this started with a radio show. That's not where we are now.
No, we started that, and we haven't even really gone live yet, but we've already moved on past that too. So I'm really excited for all the people that, you know, are listening to this, and hopefully they'll get a sense of where we're moving to. But we're going to be creating, I've already started with creating coaching packages that are going to work for people to actually see transformation within by helping them to change their thoughts. And I've got the tools and everything to do that. I've recently received my Jack Canfield certification, and he's the number one success coach on the planet. So with that, I've studied under him. I've studied under various other people, the likes of Wayne Dyer and Abraham and Esther Hicks and Louise Hay. So with this being said, we've put together a pretty huge platform for the coaching and for the training, for the motivational speaking, for videos that will be coming and packages like that. So it is just an extremely exciting time. And to be able to help myself and to achieve these things so that I can work to help others. And that is the ultimate goal. Service above self, to help others to be able to create the life of abundance, the life of success, the life of dreams, whatever it is that they want to have, anybody can have it. Anything is possible through the power of I Am and through the understanding of soul-stretching success.
Yeah. When we look at our question marks around our future, right, many things come forward. And part of what happens is, and maybe we can talk about this because this is really the soul stretching part of it, is when we look at it and we ask ourselves, do I have the courage to hit that snooze button just one more time and then never hit it again? Do we have that courage to say, I am going to step into soul stretching because my ideas are big. They're big. Yeah, maybe I do see myself on Ellen and Oprah. They're big. Maybe I do see myself speaking to thousands of people or just one-on-one with somebody that could use my help. This is part of it. And the part of what you've gone through has been the change in your life to get you to say, man, if I could go through A, B, C, D, I am really know that my calling is to help other people do the same, right? What do you think about that?
Well, I think you are exactly right. I mean, we all have a journey. We all have a past. And the key is there's a reason why the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. And we are the captain of our ship, and we all have the opportunity and the possibilities to do it. It's a matter of whether or not we're willing to make that commitment to do it. And that's where these coaching packages are coming in, to be able to help others, to be able to make that commitment, obtain that discipline. You know, I've been down that road again where I just have never known what I wanted to do. But then I found, you know, the fact that I went within and we've developed these soul stretching success packages. And I will tell you, it's about the now, being able to be disciplined, being able to be focused, being able to be grateful for all that we have. Because if you're not grateful for what you have now, what makes you think you deserve even more? And it's about forgiveness of the past. But we've got to stop and let go of the past so that we can move on to the future. There's no way to move forward if you're continuing to look back. And so that's one of the things about these soul stretching packages that I'm very excited about, is to be able to learn to say yes, to be able to find the courage and the confidence to stand up for what you know and what is right, and to pull on your integrity, your courage, and your greatness that we all have within. Everybody's got it. It's just a matter of how we're going to choose to pull that out of you and use it. You did that with me. I knew I had it, and we have developed this, and I'm just mm-hmm. so grateful for everything.
One of the other mixes I did, I don't know if Benny can pop it in there, but we're going to play it at the end. And it's something that talks about perseverance. It's how many times in the long day we work together, how many times in that did I say, play it again. Okay, one more time, do it again. Okay, do it again. Let's do it again. And in how willing you were to do that. And I wanted to ask you about that. And I'm actually we're going to play that outtake as we close the show, and then we'll play the close. But before I do that, how can people find out more about you?
Again, they can contact me at www.iamterryjwalker.com. And in the next week or two, we'll be even expanding upon all of that. And, of course, that'll be on the I Am Power Hour. Yeah. And I will be getting an 800 number that will be listed on there as well.
Yeah, because you're not fooling around, sister.
I'm not fooling around.
I know. We fooled around to really, you know, pull this together. That's why this show is very different than anyone we've done. Thanks to your willingness to allow the listeners to hear, you know, a little bit of what we've done to go forward in it. I'll tell you the part that in Benny needs a couple extra minutes. So I will make sure that, you know, I get out of here by at least 55 so he can do it. But here's the thing, too. As I was doing on the website, my view of what you were creating changed. And mm-hmm. I remember meeting with you. I don't remember what day. And I thought, I just got to show this to her, because I was building this, you know, pretty traditional. And I said, no, but I got to show her this. And I showed you that opener, right? You know, that first opener, which you were either going to like it or you were not.
Exactly.
And when you saw that, what were you thinking about that?
Well, it was a great shot, and the way that you have laid it out, it's kind of like, there I am, and that is what I want to do. That is what I love to do. And it's like coming through and being seen. to where other people and can be helped and learn and acknowledge, you know, their greatness within too. And I just really love the way that you pulled that off.
Well, and you know, part of this is it's evolving bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the power of soul stretching success is like calling itself forward. Know what I mean by calling itself forward, right? It's like you and I can sit and we can create things, but then something like soul stretching success or I Am Power Hour takes on a life of its own. Isn't that what we mean when we say rising from the weeds and the ashes?
Absolutely. And it's time to do that. And we can all do that. And that's the greatness that we all have from within. And, you know, I recently went through a time where, you know, everybody around me was operating in fear. And I had to work at my own internal self to rise above that and not let that drag me down. And that was the greatest soul stretching exercise. It pulled me to have me to stand up and be brighter and shine brighter and not allow fear to bring me down or the people that were in a fear-based environment to bring me down, because it's really easy to get caught around the water cooler and get stuck in the, oh, did you hear about somebody who did this and I can't believe this is happening, or the boss did this and I can't believe this is happening, and everybody's operating in fear. And I changed the way I looked at things, and the things I looked at changed.
Yeah. One of the things I've learned, and I've shared this and you shared this as well, we know about perseverance, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Right. And there's a part of this that you're going to be talking about next week as we move forward and launch the I Am Power. We're going to be talking about everything from inspiration, motivation, perspiration, right? to laughing your way through life, to living your way through life. All of the above, all the potholes. You know, and I thought about this, but your willingness to share what the process was for us to be here now, and the trust that you have and I have in the universe is unprecedented. And I'm actually going to end the show in about 45 seconds so they could hear how many times I asked you to do stuff again. Just in this short session we have, so that they know that this is what it's like about to commitment and role. Thank you so much. I want to ask you, Terry, what's your personal message? Where do you want to leave us with today? And then Benny will let us listen to the last outtakes.
I think enjoy the now. Find things to be grateful for and excited for in the now. Find some joy and happiness in the now. When you listen to these outtakes, if they bring a smile to your face or a little chuckle in your heart, enjoy it and know that you too can change your thinking and your feelings in the now moment and find things and people who will start helping you and working with you. If you pay it forward with acts of kindness and sowing a seed, you will reap what you sow. So be aware of the types of seeds you're sowing. And all for that, I love all y'all.
I love you too. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody in your life. I want to thank you, Benny. I want to thank you, Nate, for really getting the vibe of this going on Facebook. Benny, thank you for your flexibility. And to all of you out there, you are the best listeners on the planet. I love every one of you. Let us leave you with a laugh. Here we go. We'll see you next time. All right. Do it.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Born ready.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to have you do it again. It's a little bit long, but let's try it again. All right, I'm going to have you do it again. But don't worry about flubbing.
Did I get it?
Yeah. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. Okay, we're going to do one last time. Okay, you're getting flat. Come on, we got to do this again now. You got to stay pumped up during this.
I'm trying to bring that back down a little bit.
Well, you can bring that down, but let's get back to, like, let's... All right. I like it. That's in the kit.
I'm having fun with this now. We're rolling.
Take that one more time.
Okay.
Let's take that again. So it's like, welcome to the I Am Power Hour. Soul Yeah, we need to start over. We got to get this pumped up. Okay, let's take it from the top. Let's take it from the top. We'll get in the rhythm. Let's take it from the top. All right, let's hit it and have some fun. Go.
All right.
Awesome. Okay, that's in the can. Okay, now we're going to try to have some fun.
Okay, let me have a drink for it.
Welcome to my world. Oh, God. All right, here, last time. We got this now. Ready?
The I Am Hour is over, but the I Am Power possibilities continue. Thanks for tuning in to the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, feeling pumped?
You know it. Tune in next time to flex your I Am muscles and supercharge your soul-fueled success.
Let's create greater, aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, because everything you've held in your heart's desire is coming to you right now.
Make sure you listen to all of our shows and check it out at soulstretchingsuccess.com. See you next time.
See you next time.
Yeehaw!